as I grow myself and grow the things that I need to be the better version of myself, I'm a better leader. And that then affects the business, that affects my life. I'm the leader of myself, let alone me as the visionary or me as the co-founder of InvestHer. It's all connected.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate InvestHer Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate InvestHer Show. Whether you've been with us since the beginning or this is your first time listening, excited to be back on a mini-sode where 10 minutes or less, we jump into business quickly. And we're talking about one of my favorite things to talk about, which is what, Andressa?
Leadership. And for those of you that are like, oh, no, I'm not a leader. I don't have a big team. That's not for me. I encourage you to stay. We have something for you here. Before we dissect the top three myths about leadership, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
All right, Liz. So we're going to dissect this fish, this elephant. Here's the thing. We're going to talk about leadership. One thing I know for sure, you don't have to have a team in order to be a leader. But you need to be a leader if you want to build a solid team. That's just the name of the game in real estate. And for those of you that are saying, well, I don't have a team, so I am not in a leadership position, I would encourage you to rethink that for a second, right? Many times we don't consider ourselves leaders. But I think a step back and think about all the things that you think about it, you plan, you gather people for the execution, or you execute yourself depending on the situation, right? So you lead the entire process. You are a leader in different positions. I think that the problem is when we don't see ourselves as leaders within the real estate business, which I'm telling you, you are. You are in a leadership position, either if you want it or not. How does the leadership position affect you? That's what we're going to talk about here on this first number one myth, right? You don't have to have a team in order to be a leader. But let's say your rehab went over budget and over time. Guess what? Your tenant is not following the rules of your rental property. Guess what? Your guest, your Airbnb guest, brought in a beautiful and fluffy dog, and now you have fur all over your furniture, including the beds. Guess what? It all comes down to your leadership skills. We got to stop blaming people and start taking responsibilities for our lack of leadership skills on really setting the boundaries, the guardrails, and shining the light where and how this is going to go. That's what it comes down to. And for all the solopreneurs listening to me, you wear different hats. Is that right? You wear different hats. Therefore, you're managing you. You're managing like so many of those hats that you have. So I want you to think about it and start researching and learning more about leadership. As much as you do with your market, with implementation of real estate strategies, because it sometimes doesn't come naturally for a lot of people, and for others, it does. It doesn't really matter. And it's not, in my opinion, Liz, you can share yours, but I don't think leadership is a set stone. The leader that I was 5 years ago is not the leader that I was now. How about you, Liz?
Absolutely. And I think so many people are listening to this and going, yeah, but because they're maybe dealing with, you know, the economy, their deals aren't penciling out, they're frustrated about X, Y, and Z. There's a lot of that happening right now. Now more than ever is to double down on who you need to be as a leader, because that's how you're going to thrive in today's economy. You're not going to thrive by doing what you're doing. So it's completely related, especially what we're experiencing.
100%.
So I want to mention that. But yes, I think for me, as I grow myself, right, and grow the things that I need to be the better version of myself, right, I'm a better leader. And that then affects the business, right? That affects my life. I'm the leader of myself, let alone me as the visionary or me as the co-founder of Invest Her. It's all connected. It's not separate.
100%. So the number one, I don't have a team. Therefore, I'm not in a leadership position. We scratch that. Number two, well, I don't want to build a big business or a big team. Therefore, I don't need to spend too much time learning about leadership. I totally disagree with that as well, right? I think that when we are bottlenecks for people and for your team, even if you don't have a team, you are dealing with other people. You're not by yourself. You have your attorney, your CPA, your realtor, your contractor, your tenant. You're dealing with people all over the place. And when you are the bottleneck, you are holding yourself back. Honestly, why do we all invest in real estate? Financial freedom, right? But then what? Ultimately, we all want freedom of time to do whatever we want to do. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
But if I reach financial freedom, right? I have a lot of properties and I have all the cash flow that I want, but I'm still the bottleneck of my business and my lifestyle. It's like, well, it took me here, but will it take me there? Probably not. So it's counterintuitive. So when I see people is really stressing out with, I can't grow my business, it's like chaos. It's about leadership. It's about you seeing yourself as a leader, not babysitting. I'm just going to make it clear here. Not babysitting other people, really elevating your standards. You will attract other people. Think about this. You are attracting right now the people to work with you exactly how your business is, your standards are. If you elevate that, you're going to attract a different type of people. So this is like a mirror, right? What people, like how you dare to do that or how, right? Showing up late or, well, that's a reflection of our business. And I usually joke with my team and I say, I've been eating dirt for years, meaning leadership, it's not something that you take that pill and you're like, I read that book and I know what leadership is all about. It evolves. I mean, COVID changed leadership in a completely different way. AI is changing leadership as well, how we interact with people in a different way. So it's constant learning. It's constant learning, right? So if my team wins, great. If my team loses, it's on me ultimately. If I won it or not, that's how it is, no matter what. So it's really, leadership is, I dare to say it's an unfair position because You are at display for everybody to see if you're succeeding or not, but everybody can see it. So welcome to the team, right? And that's what it comes down to. The number three thing that I want to clarify to people that I think that there is a lot of confusion, Liz, management versus leadership. I think a lot of people are managers. They're not leaders. Management to the sense that keep the status quo. Let's just roll here, steady, still, and it's very comfortable. Making sure things are moving along like a clerk, like a, you know, moving things along. I see the, what's called the, when we check in, TSA.
Yeah, love TSA.
Right? You're like a TSA. Oh, let's go. Put your bag in and get going, right? Leadership is not that. Leadership, like, you're setting the bar high. You're sharing with the team the vision, the mission, why the hell you guys are all spending your time there. And you're going to have two types of people. Those are be like, oh my gosh, this is freaking damn excited. Let's go. And others like, whoa. This is scary. I don't think I can do this, right? You want that. You want like a, this is a hell yes or a hell no, step to the side, because then we need to get the right people in place. But leadership is about really taking people from A to Z and shining the light on where things are going. Upward, not steady still. And for many people, that's uncomfortable and that's okay. But somebody needs to get that going. Otherwise, like, sharing like, oh yeah, I want to build a portfolio. I want to live life on my own terms, but you're like steady and still and making sure everybody's comfortable, including you. It's not going to get you there. What do you think, Liz?
I love it. I think we also, as entrepreneurs, there's moments of management and then there's moments of leadership. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a 24 hours a day state of leadership, because there's moments that we have to kind of wear different hats, especially as entrepreneurs and as we grow the team.
Yeah.
I think there's people who navigate towards more of a leadership role versus a management and vice versa. So I think there's a mindfulness there and an intentionality and almost like stepping back, like, who do I need to be here? I got to put my leader hat on. And it, obviously, we're always leaders, but there's moments of management. Just, this is what we need you to do, and you're not doing it. Like a KPI conversation is leadership, but it's also you're managing like a construction project, right? You're managing yourself. So I think being mindful of that, two different hats and where what way of being's needed, depending on the situation, is also another part of it, I'd add.
Do you think that majority of people are aware of like those, or they stay in one state? And
I think most people that gravitate towards real estate, right? You think about like the core of what we do. It's a management heavy business if you're doing it well. And if you're you know, and it doesn't always need like every part of it, but if you're not managing your timeline and your budget and people, and you're just, I don't know how you can thrive in this business. So, and managing people. So if you're not doing that, I think that's the part that's the default. But who do you need to step into that conversation with that contractor or that VA and have, and really be a leader in that moment? Where are we headed? Where are we going? And enroll them in something. That's leadership. Enrolling in a future and enrolling in a, I think a shift is leadership. Not just management, but yeah, I think the default's management would be my guess.
From my perspective, I think that it's just where we get very trapped is when, as owners and founders, we are the like 101, the 101s, right? So then you start building a team and scaling, and then there's a lot of people. So then you become the point of contact to over 20, 30 people. And that's not doable at all. And then you become a manager because you do not have the time to lead. And that's when is the time to hire the managers under you. Then you're talking to 4 or 5 people instead of 30. And they each one talk to to the other folks.
I think that's huge. I think you just hit it on the nail. If you're listening and you're looking at your time, right, where's my time going? And you're only putting time into, by default, right, the management piece, and you don't have time to lead, to your point, Andressa, you know, you're listening to this, go, I need to bring people in, and then I need to make sure I'm leading those people. I think that's a great litmus test as to where people are and what they need to do. It's great. It's a great point.
Absolutely. And for those that are like, I don't have the time for it, think about this, right? Wendy Papasan once said this sentence, and I never forgot. She was like, buy people's time. Buy 2 hours of somebody's time per week, 3 hours, 5 hours. You can do that right now, 100%. Start buying people's time so you can gain time back. That is the key, to start like baby steps. You don't need to think about hiring somebody and paying their 401k and benefits. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a shift of mindset that requires baby steps for you to free up your time and fire yourself, because that's the ultimate goal, isn't it?
It is.
So let's get going here. What part of your business do you want to fire yourself? Think about it. Take some notes. Share with us on our Facebook community. And keep in mind, we're always here. We're always here to support you. If you have further questions, please go to our Facebook community, post your question there, and we'll certainly support you on that. Thanks so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.